spatter in the middle where the reeds are thickest. And then tapers off here as well. You know, like everything in survival, if you can use natural forms of things, it's going to help you so much.
A short section of my rope cut into strips will hold the raft together nicely.
And all you've got is this basic shape, like this. I reckon two or three of these are going to give me easy enough stability and buoyancy to float me down this river.
Reed rafts are incredibly durable and practical, and once you know how, you can build one in an hour or so.
One, two, I'm going to finish off this third one. Just try and accentuate this taper at the end. Pull it up, and this is going to be the bow. Pull those together. And then we'll bind them up here. This is going to work great.
All I need now is a paddle.
I'm going to use this. Okay, whisk that to go, come on.
It's incredibly heavy, but I'm confident it won't sink.
Okay, we're floating and on our way. Shows how buoyant these reeds are. It's actually quite deep, this water. I'll tell you what, it's a hell of a lot easier than doing battle with all of those reeds. Okay, we're on our way.
The water channel should lead straight to the coast. But getting a 500-pound raft into open water is going to be quite a challenge.
Come on, we can do this. We're so close now.